Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Wise of the Indie Creative Network. Wise, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Nice to meet you. I'm honored to be here.
I'm honored to have you here. And I wanted to kick everything off to hear a little bit more about like how the conference is going for you. How did everything go so far?
You know, conference, I'm honestly surprised. When I spoke to Danielle, I think it was like December, like she asked if I wanted to be a part of this. And I love to talk to people. I love to be a part of the community. So I was 100% down, but I did not expect it to be what it is right now. I just came off of speaking on my panel. It was great. You know, people were very receptive to hear what we talked about. We had an amazing moderator who really guided us through it. At the same time, each individual person's story was something that I could also resonate with, along the journeys that I had and that they've all had. Like, we had that shared, those shared experiences. That's important for me.
Right. Definitely. That makes sense. And I want to hear, I guess, a little bit more about your story. So tell us a little bit more about what I call it, like, your CEO story.
Wow. So I am coming up on my 10th year as an entrepreneur.
Congratulations. Just getting started. Just getting started.
Yeah, but it feels like this is just the beginning of the path.
Right.
But yeah, I started Indie Creative Network almost four years ago now. I was home bedridden from after having a terrible car accident. Mm. People, this is my PSA, wear your seatbelt in the back seat regardless. Recovering from that, like, you know what, like, if I could create a space where, if it was like, this is my, like, utopia, what would I create? Right. And at the time, I was also a podcaster. So I'm like, you know what, nah, like, I want a space where podcasters can correlate, can be around each other, can communicate with each other and share, like, the struggles that they might possibly be going through, but also to, for a place for people now to also find those podcasts, for artists who are looking for interviews to find that space. Like, I wanted to create that, and so I did.
Nice. And I always love it. That's in true entrepreneurial form where you're like, I feel like something needs to be created, and rather than just say, I think something needs to be created, you actually start creating it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm sitting down here. I got time to recover from spine surgery. So just, hey, let's start writing. Let's start communicating with people. Let's start reaching out to see exactly, you know, yeah, you like, you see, like, all right, well, there's like a need, right, but how many people actually are looking for that? So a lot of like case study work, but at the same time, like, it was a lot of community building as well too. So that went a long way.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I started doing a lot of the blogs and stuff, I did it because I tore my Achilles tendon trying to play basketball. Right. And the only reason I felt like I would have been able to create it was because I tore my Achilles. I couldn't get anywhere else to do anything else. So do you feel like kind of the same thing? That maybe if that hadn't happened, you may not have created what you had.
I really might not have. Like, honestly, when I got to my car accident, I mean, I had a show called The Encore Radio Show where I interviewed musicians in the New York City area about their story, giving them like an opportunity to share that at bare minimum with people when they put out projects. They was like, okay, I'm gonna come to The Encore Radio Show to talk about that.
Right.
But when I thought about my legacy after getting into that car accident and realizing, like, yo, like, you really could have died.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, like, my journalism career, it is built around helping other people. But at the same time, like, how does that help my legacy for what I want to do? By 25, did I accomplish everything that I wanted to accomplish? So, yeah, it made me really rethink everything and how I was what type of impact I was providing, not just for myself and my family, but for my community as well.
Definitely. That makes perfect sense. So could you break down a little bit more about how you serve the clients? How are you serving these creatives?
Sure. So the Indie Creative Network is a bare minimum started as a podcast network. Since then, it has grown now into a media platform where we share other people's content through our website and social media platforms, ICNDJ or ICN.DJ for our website. It's a quick hub for people who want to find podcasts from people of color who are interested and have similar hobbies as them. So we provide that service to our consumers, to now our business partners / artpreneurs. We provide distribution for your podcast. We provide marketing for your podcast, and we provide help with production, whether that is production from the beginning where like, yeah, I don't have an idea of what I want my podcast to be, to, oh yeah, I've had a podcast for a few years now, but now I need to develop it.
Right. That's awesome. So is it all different types of piece of content, or is it just purely podcast network?
So now it's actually more than just podcasts. It's also visuals as well too. So if you have a web series, we help you with that. And just in general, like, I don't want people, I guess, to take away that we only do podcasts and web series. If you create video on Instagram, if you are creating videos on IG Store or IGTV, we want to help you develop that process as well too. Because at the end of the day, those are still stories that you're telling to people, and right. you're still corralling like a community around that.
I love that, because a lot of times people use different ways to kind of create content or create their platform or whatever. So it's great that, you know, a lot of times when you're creating something, sometimes you feel like you're by yourself, but you created a community that other people can tap into each other and encourage one another and things like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. So I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for you or for your organization, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart, makes you unique?
So I'm a first generation American, family's from Barbados. Nice. What I, on the panel, actually mentioned is, you know, you have to differentiate yourself. And at the time when I first started the brand, there were a lot of other people who were involved in the space of podcast discovery and in the space of helping people with media representation. So taking people of color, putting them in front of others, saying like, hey, look, these people are also a part of the media industry. Mm-hmm. But what I would say set me apart even from that perspective is, all right, well, look, they have their perspectives. These people started their life in Denver, started their life in Brooklyn, or started their life in Florida or wherever, right? But that's unique to them. Oh, how do I make this unique to me? Growing up in Brooklyn, we had a bunch of pirate stations that would play like soca all the time. You had to just know to know where to find them. Right. So I pulled inspiration from that. At the same time as well, like, I pulled inspiration from a music genre, calypso, where you always, calypso generally, historically has been used to like speak out against things that you might not necessarily see in your community, that you would like to see in your community. And I feel like podcasts is kind of similar in that space as well too, where you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, as long as it can get to the right ears.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I love about a lot of these platforms and things, whether it be, like you mentioned, podcasting, blogging, Instagram, whatever. It's like we all have the power to create content and create a voice. So things that may not be popular, things that may go against the grain, people don't agree with, you can have a platform in which you can do that.
Yes.
Whatever you want.
Yes. And the main point of that was to just make sure that people didn't have to feel censored. When we started in 2015, and even now, we're still in a time where you speak out against certain people, and you know, it doesn't bode well for you moving forward. So you wanted to give people that space to say, okay, we know I can still say what I want to say and not feel like repercussions of that.
Yeah, exactly. That makes perfect sense. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. Okay. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
My newest hack right now has been writing in this writing prompt book I bought from Five Below. Shout out to them. basically, for me now, I've spent a lot of time in my career helping other people through Indie Creative Network and being a teaching artist. But my root core has been being an artist myself, being a writer, being a storyteller. So my hack right now is, hey, I have a writing prompt book every day. I sit down and I write. I follow whatever the prompt is.
Right.
I write out all the things that's needed so that when I go to look back on or look for inspiration for stories, I can pull out from my writing prompt book.
I love that. So it has just different prompts that you should do every single day just to kind of get those creative juices flowing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like a lot of times when you're starting a business or running a business, or especially a creative, you put so much time and energy towards helping somebody else out that it's hard to make sure you have the time to do it yourself. So that's why I love that hack.
Yes, it is very complicated. It's been very difficult to navigate, because it's like someone even accused me of like, oh, well, I feel like you're only doing this for yourself. And I'm like, really?
Right.
Should, I mean, like,
do you understand all of what I'm doing?
I'm like, I don't necessarily share all of the details of what we're doing, but I promise you, it's not all about me.
Exactly. That makes perfect
different
sense.
Different ways that I can make things all around me, but that's not what this is.
Right. That makes sense. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Oh my God. I would tell, you know what? Be confident. You know, it's very, and it's like, it's not cliche, because I don't feel like anyone has ever told me that. But be confident is like one of those things where it's like, okay, well, yeah, you could say that, but how do you exhibit that? You just have to honestly be unapologetically you.
Right.
What you bring to the table is the best. Like, no one can be better than you at you. No one. No matter how many times they try, people don't have the same
uniqueness.
They don't have that uniqueness that they don't. They don't have it. So be 100% you. That confidence will shine through. Other people will see that, and they will be inspired as well too.
That makes perfect sense. So, Wise, I truly appreciate your time. I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of being a CEO. So we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So, Wise, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being a CEO is being a leader. That the term CEO is very like vague because not everyone knows, actually knows what it technically does. But nah, being that leader, being a person people can say, you know what, nah, I might not know this, but the CEO will. You know, or if the CEO doesn't know, they have the confidence to say, oh, well, I don't know, but let me guide you to someone who does. They have the network and the resources also to say, okay, you know what, well, this might not work, but this could work, and here's who can do that with us.
Right, that makes perfect sense. Being able to kind of be that person to go to, or be that resourceful person that can find out where that answer is for that person, so it doesn't matter. So, Wise, I truly appreciate your time. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, just see if there's anything additional you can let the readers and listeners know, and then how best people can find you.
Sure. So I will say this. I want, for all the storytellers out there, whether you own a brick and mortar business, whether you have a t-shirt company, whether you want to start a podcast, start. Like, don't take time thinking or hoping. Just start. Whether it's starting down by writing out notes, start something. I feel like in my career and in my life, I've had my own issues with that, but please just start. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, all the other platforms, The Real Wise, Wise with a Z. And of course, you can find our website. You can find out things about our company and our website at icn.dj and on Instagram, and actually, no, just Instagram is icndj.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We'll have those links in the show notes as well, just so that everybody can follow up with you. But I appreciate your time, man. I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Awesome. Thank you. You too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.